Okay, guys. Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio once again. Here we are on a Thursday, almost at the end of the week. Unbelievable. This is probably going to be the last Thursday that I'll be booking guests for a while. I'm going to be doing rants, like I mentioned the other day, on Thursdays and Fridays, because I got so many shows I've accumulated now and I want to get going on them. It just takes forever just to go through one show, it seems. Sometimes through one topic. I mean, it goes, it's been taking like three or four shows to do one topic. So I'm going to do that for a while, unless there's a guest that can only appear on a Thursday or a Friday. Then, of course, I'll book them on that day. But anyway, today we've got a good guest coming on. His name is Adrian Krieg, and his specialty is history of the 20th century and the role that the globalists / Illuminati has been playing in the formation of foreign policy around the world. Not only our foreign policy, but most governments around the world, all being controlled, of course, by the same interests, running the central banks, running the multinational corporations. So we'll be talking about that after the break. Just a reminder, guys, RBN has an excellent type chat forum set up. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, sign up there, it'll just take you a second, and you can chat with other listeners, chat with hosts. It's a really neat little feature there, brand new feature. The phone number, I should say, for the Republic Trading Group, toll-free, you can dial in 800-691-7898, and the website is republictradinggroup.net. This is the way to go, folks. Our economy is going down the toilet. Don't let your finances go down with it. As the commercial says, you know, secure your wealth now, because, you know, just look back at what happened in 1929. How many people, you know, their whole lives just fell apart. Didn't matter how much money they had. You could have been a millionaire. You could have been a pauper. It didn't matter. Whatever little money you had or a lot of money you had, if you weren't part of the inside club, all your savings just went down the tube overnight, instantly. But, you know, there were many that didn't suffer, of course, because they had the hot tip inside information. They knew when it was coming and they planned accordingly. And protected their assets primarily through either shipping their money overseas or putting it in gold and other commodities. It's the only way to go, guys. All the indications are there. We're heading for a collapse, so take heed. Anyway, just a reminder, too, guys, if you're interested in reading my book, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, or The New World Disorder, or any of the other books I've got posted, and there'll be more to come. You can go to lulu.com, that's L-U-L-U.com, and just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I, and you'll see all the titles I currently have available. They'll all come up on one page. It's the best way to do it, just search by my name. And, let me know. After reading any of them, you know, if you have any questions or gripes, disagreements, whatever, get back to me. It's interesting. I've never had anybody get back to me who's read my works and tried to argue with me. I get one of two responses. Either, wow, thanks, you've opened my eyes, or I never hear from them again. If I'm so wrong that they don't agree with me, why don't they come back and try to straighten me out? Aren't they concerned that I'm in such grave error? All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you. heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. Okay, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Okay, guys. Back on Truth Hurts Radio, it's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Dr. Adrian Krieg. I forgot to put that title before his name. And he's here with us right now. Let me introduce him. Welcome, Dr. Krieg.
Hi, how are you, Charles?
Hanging in there.
Even after that debate last night?
You know, honestly, I didn't even watch it. People were asking me on Pal Talk, where I hang out quite a bit, you know, what do you think of it? Are you going to watch it? No, I can't even stomach it. I'll read about it later, but just to sit there and watch that phony Hollywood production, I just get sick to my stomach. So what did I miss? Anything?
I think it was just marvelous. I think actually what you did is miss a setup. Actually, a whole series of setups. First of all, CNN was very candid in stating that they had received over 5,000, videos for questions to the candidates. I think they gave Ron Paul two questions, and I think Giuliani got over 20.
Unbelievable.
Then they had a...
Did Giuliani say anything more than 9/11 and terrorism?
No, but he did repeat that often. But I thought was really bizarre was they had this guy on YouTube, you know, and he said he was an openly gay general in the Army. He was no longer in the Army, obviously. And so, you know, he was up there, and then he asked this question of the candidates, and, you know, it was about, shouldn't they allow gays in the Army? And so I think they asked McCain and Giuliani and somebody else, and anyway, then the host says, by the way, General so-and-so is here in the audience, and this old creep gets up and is given more time to tout his queerness and gay-lesbian alliance and who knows what all than Ron Paul got into two questions he was asked. Then they had another question posed by another pansy. You know, I mean, it was bizarre. It was really bizarre. And the questions that were asked, there were no questions on education. There was no questions on health care. The whole 5,000 supposed YouTube things had been very carefully combed over. In fact, they didn't even ask Giuliani about the police commissioner business. They didn't ask him about this latest scandal. The latest one is where he had bodyguards for his wife and his girlfriend, his wife in the Hamptons, his wife in California, you know, who was getting divorced, the bodyguards for his girlfriend in the Hamptons out on Long Island. I mean, nobody even asked about that. It wasn't even part of the, you know, thing. It was bizarre. I thought it was the most put up. I was beginning.
You know,
to
you,
think,
you probably know this, and it shouldn't come as a shock. We know all this stuff is staged, but there actually is an official company, I believe they're tax exempt too, that literally sets up all the debates. They set the rules ahead of time. They make up all the questions.
Oh yeah.
And they make sure they tell each candidate on either side what they can and can't ask the other guy. You know, you can't go beyond this certain limit.
Oh
don't,
yeah.
Yeah, play fair. Don't ask this embarrassing question, and they won't ask you this embarrassing question. It's just such a flippin'
farce.
Fraud. Yeah.
Farce.
So I can't stomach it. I really can't. It just makes me sick.
This is the first one. I had watched the first debate, and they do the same thing every time. They put Ron Paul, they put the candidates, Kucinich, Ron Paul, they put them way on the outside. You know, on the far left or the far right, and they never
in the designated
him.
The designated free speech zone.
Yeah,
was
exactly.
Ron Paul in a cage?
Exactly, and they never asked him any serious questions. You know, they always it's always some innuendo BS question that has nothing to do with reality and is just
superfluous. Did he have a stun belt on him too?
I don't. You know, I have to say that the most presidential-looking person in the whole debate was the guy who introduced the candidates, which was Charlie Crist, the governor of Florida. He's the only guy who looked presidential. He's the only guy who – I mean, Thompson looked like – he looked like he just crawled out of a coffin. You know, he looked terrible. So, you know – I know.
Outward manifestation of the inward condition.
I suppose, you know, I suppose most of these candidates have been burning the candle at both ends so long that they're just spent. What
man,
else did you say?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I was very, very disappointed. I was disappointed by the content. I was disappointed by the fact that none of the candidates really answer questions directly.
Well, disappointed but not surprised, right?
Yeah, but then what they did is
they
really stuck it to Ron Paul. They put a guy in there, and they said, you know, about a conspiracy and all of this stuff. And Ron Paul actually tried to answer the question right, you know, correctly, and was sort of cheered down. People were booing and yelling and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And The question said, what about this highway, you know, that they're planning to build across America? You know?
Yeah.
And Ron Paul said, you know, well, this is, of course, is a fact. They're planning to do this. You know, he didn't mention that it's that they'd even picked a contractor, which is a Spanish company, you know. But at the end of the debate, when the whole debate was over, they had these talking heads. And this guy comes on. I turned it off. I just got so ticked off, I turned it off.
Yeah, that's me.
The guy sort of said, you know, this is a conspiracy garbage. There is no highway. Nobody's planning to build any highway.
Oh,
there's no,
there's no
North American Union. This is all make-believe stuff in Ron Paul's mind and his followers' mind. I mean, this guy, how the hell does an idiot like that even get onto a television show?
You see, that's why I can't stand it. I just can't stomach it. I want to put my fist through the screen. I'm afraid I'm going to break my TV. These scumbags, every one of them, I just, ugh.
It's awful, isn't it?
All hand-picked little whores. That's all they are, every last one of them, except Ron Paul, of course.
It was the whole thing. It looked to be a staged event.
That's all it is.
To try to propel Giuliani, Huckabee, the guy from Massachusetts, and into the limelight, into sideline everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, it was very sad. You know,
stage managed.
I mean, it's the same thing. You know what they do to Kucinich? What the Democrats do to Kucinich is unconscionable.
Mm-hmm. They're unconscionable.
Huh?
Did Giuliani have his little cheering committee there? His little cheerleaders?
Yeah, but actually Giuliani got really booed a couple of times.
Oh, yeah, cool. Both time.
He really got booed about, I think, two or three times for, you know. And the people got very anxious. Giuliani and Mitt Romney really got into it. You know, they really started pounding each other.
Yeah.
And the people got sort of angry. You know, they didn't want to hear it. You know, I don't know what the mindset is. I guess the mindset is that everybody's okay and wonderful, and we love everybody, you know, I guess, you know.
Weren't they following along with the script? They would have known, you know, when it would be over. Just
Giuliani got really hammered in a couple of cases on the gun issue. You know, and he tried to waltz out of it, but he really didn't succeed. I mean, you know, I lived in New York City, oh God, years and years and years ago. And to get a carry, to permit a gun in New York City, is akin to trying to be vice president of the United States. I mean, it's horrifically difficult. You have to go through all these hoops and all of this stuff, and then eventually you have
unless
to
you know the right people. That's how you become vice president.
Well,
too.
Yeah. Well, you have to know those. That's that's a foregone conclusion. But then you have to get a judge, a state judge, to sign off that you can that you're given a permit to carry, and then the permit. This was 25 years ago. The permit had your picture on it, the make, model, and serial number of the gun, and that's the only gun you were allowed to carry. You weren't allowed to substitute guns. You had only the permit was only for that one gun that you know. And I mean, it was horrific. And I had a carrying permit because
and that's just for a squirt gun, right?
Oh no, but that was a 9mm semi. But you know. That was because I had a business in the city, and we had had trouble, you know, problems. And we didn't know how to solve that problem until later when my father, who was a very astute guy, went over to the local precinct and said to the chief, look, we're having these problems. What can we do to ease these problems? And the chief sort of said to him in a very roundabout way, well, you can put us on the payroll. And so my father said, fine. And every month we sent the local precinct a check. And we didn't have any problems after that because if anybody came within 50 yards of our building, they were beaten up.
There you go. Okay, we got to go to a short break. Interesting stuff. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hey guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Dr. Adrian Krieg on. And as you reminded me, Krieg actually means war in German, and we're certainly in the middle of a war right now. Last night was a major propaganda war.
Well, of course, the other major news item is this Middle East peace.
Yeah, Annapolis.
What do you call that? The peace BS thing?
Yeah, that's all it is.
You know, it boggles the mind, you know.
Well, Israel's happy with it.
Well, you know,
they were happy with it before it started.
I don't know if people really understand. Hamas is the legitimately elected Palestinian government. I mean, they won the election, and they didn't win it by 2 or 3% like George Bush supposedly did. I mean, they won it by like 25 or 30%.
But that's the problem. You can't have a proper democratically elected government without Diebold involved.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is this election was rammed down the Palestinians' throats by Israel and the United States. They demanded this vote. And they said that you have to have this election, and bomb, bomb, bomb. And they had the election, and Hamas won the election. And within minutes of the announced results and tally of the election, the Israelis said they're not going to recognize the government because they didn't like who won it.
Yeah, naturally.
And then we followed suit with the same thing. But, you know, when you look at the situation it's really as much of a farce as the presidential
last night's debate.
Yeah, just as much.
Because everything is.
The two major players, without any question whatsoever, is Iran and Hamas. Okay? They are the two major players in what's going on in Palestine and the Middle East. Iran, yeah. Because they're the predominant military and I guess Islamic power in the Middle East, who, by the way, have never fielded not one single terrorist. None. Okay? And Hamas is the duly elected government of the Palestinians. Okay? How can you have a peace conference between three elected twits, none of which have
in all fairness, though, Iran does make falafel, and I hear that that's a means through which they're smuggling weapons of mass destruction out of the country to be used for terrorist activities. Did you catch that article? Yesterday, there was actually an article that the FBI is monitoring falafel exports.
Really?
It's getting so ridiculous.
It is.
So I'm
really
glad I'm glad I read that, because it reminded me I hadn't had falafel in a while, so I went out and got myself a falafel wrap. I'm on the terrorist watch list now. Plus, I'm a violent radicalizationist too, because I have a propaganda radio program.
Oh, yeah,
here.
That definitely makes you dangerous.
Yeah.
No fly list. The old saying that the pen is mightier than the sword, I guess, strikes home with that, doesn't it?
Well, I just have to wear a different kind of pants. I'm on the no-fly list now. Anyway.
Well, anyway. So they have this meeting. They leave the two primary participants in a conflict out of the debate. And the whole thing in Annapolis gives the appearance of an attempt to further radicalize Iran and to isolate Iran. You know, the basis of the disagreement in the Middle East is without question because of a very, very old and long-standing disagreement between the Sunnis and the Shias. This goes all the way back to the year 800, when the Ismailis in what is now part of Iran started to develop a conflict with the Sunnis, who, of course, came out of Mecca in Saudi Arabia. And this conflict has been ongoing for, 1,400 years?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, the concepts, the historic concepts of the Bush administration and these neocons, that they want to bring democracy to Iraq and through that to the Middle East, are founded in a complete lack of understanding of Islam and a complete lack of understanding of Middle East history. Every country in the Middle East, including Israel, are autocratic, and every one of them are a religiously based government. No one is going to tell me that Israel isn't a theocracy. They most certainly are. Every Israeli citizen carries a identification card which lists on it what the person's religion is.
Of course.
So
there's our cue for another break. Yeah, hold that thought. We'll pick up there when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
All right, guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani here. We've got Dr. Adrian Krieg on, talking about this wonderful administration, the phony debates yesterday. Do you remember you got cut off in the midst of a thought just before the break?
Yes.
Do you remember where you left off?
Oh, sure, yeah. Well, we had mentioned that Israel was a theocracy, as are almost all the governments in
right.
the Middle East. And this is based on history. You know, the concept of a democratic government with three branches, a judicial, legislative, and executive branch, that is secular, is a wholly Western concept. This concept never was anywhere outside of Western nations. And it certainly never existed in the Middle East. It's a completely foreign concept to them. And we have to remember that Iraq, particularly, is a country with over 5,000 years of history. All of which was autocratic. It was kings and that type of rulers until about the 7th century when Islam started to come in, and it was Islamic rulers after that. To conceive the idea, as George Bush seems to have done, that you can take a society that has 5,000 years of history in a type of governance, and to change all the people's minds and everything in that society to a Western type of democratic government is ludicrous. It's just plain stupid.
You know? It's totally antithetical to their culture.
He was going to do it in 2 years.
Yeah.
In any event,
well, all they need to do is kill off, what, another 4 or 5 million people, and then it should be all set.
Well, I don't know. You know, that Iraq now is in an absolutely horrendous state. You know, listening to the debate last year and McCain, you would think everything was wonderful. Mm. You know that there are 3 million Iraqis that have run across the borders into Iran, Syria, they've all run out of the country.
Well, they're just so anxious to tell people how wonderful things are since we went there.
Exactly. And there's another million that are still in the country that have no housing. All their houses have been destroyed. They're living on the streets.
But they're happy.
Oh, they're certainly happy. They're happy.
No running water. Diseases spreading like crazy. You've got depleted uranium. Cancer rates will go up even more in coming years. Plus, they have so much to be grateful to for the first Gulf invasion and the ensuing sanctions that caused.
I don't want to sound anti-American because.
We're exposing the real anti-Americans that are in Washington.
Exactly. That is exactly the point. These people, particularly these neocons, they should be locked up.
Otherwise known as terrorists.
I agree totally with the French and German governments that Rumsfeld and Cheney belong in an international tribunal for war crimes.
Yep.
There is no question about it. These people are criminals. Along with that goes Wolfowitz and the whole gang of neocons.
He admitted it. All you got to do is quote from these people. They indicted their own selves. Wolfowitz said the weapons of mass destruction reason for the war was concocted for bureaucratic reasons. He admitted it was a fraud, that they lied us into that war. It wasn't faulty intelligence. Yeah, it was faulty in the sense that they invented it.
I'm at my tether's end. I don't know where to go anymore. The situation has reached a point where it's taking on the airs of a tragedy, a national tragedy. You know, I came to America from Switzerland. I immigrated from Switzerland in 1952. And I have to tell you, in the 1950s, especially the early 50s, this was the greatest country in the world. There was no question about it. Everybody in the world, everywhere, wanted to come to America. They said, you know, that the streets are paved with gold and honey. People had the opportunity to build a business, to move ahead, to, not to be stifled by a socialist.
It was a relative paradise then compared to now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You could actually get a job and support yourself and a few kids and a wife along with it, too, with one job.
Exactly. And since 1950...
You can't even support your cat anymore with one job.
Yeah. Since 1950, every single year, the average American income has decreased. I'm absolutely stone serious, and I will prove this. Okay.
Oh yeah. Well, if wages just since 1970, if wages today kept up with, the average CEO salary, the minimum wage today would be anywhere from $25 to $30 an hour. Minimum wage. Your average wage would be upwards of $45, $50 an hour.
But I can illustrate this, Charles, even more. Clearly, that people can really understand. It goes to what you can attain with your earnings. Okay, in 1950, the average income was about $8,800 a year. And today, the average income is about $42,800 a year. Now, that's, we're talking national average income.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, the interesting thing is to go back to 1950 and to see what you could buy with $9,800. And you could buy very easily 3.5 cars. No problem. A average house, one family house, 3 bedrooms.
10 grand, not even.
Well, was about $12,000 to $14,000 in a good neighborhood. Okay.
Can't even get a car for that price today.
Now, no, what you have to do is now have to say, you go update to 2007, 60 years later, more or less. And the average income is $48,000. And how many parked cars can you buy with that? Two cars, maybe?
Yeah.
Not quite. Two cars. How many houses can you buy with $48,000? You can't get a quarter of a house. You can get a half. You can get maybe a third of a house if you're lucky. Okay? So it's going to take 3 years of income to buy a house instead of one. And it's going to take a half a year of income to buy a car. So people are worse off today than they were in 1950, even though they're earning a great deal more money. And that's what people have to understand. Unfortunately.
But this has all come about totally by accident.
Yes, right.
And they're working desperately to try to remedy the situation.
Are you Mr. Greenspan, by the way?
Yeah, right.
He's the guy who is responsible. He was head of the Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve System, which, as you know, is not federal. It's not a reserve. It's not a system. It's a private corporation.
Great,
but
no,
that's
great,
all.
No.
We all should know that by this time, okay? But he was head of that for 18 years. In those 18 years, he devalued the dollar by 87%.
And he's proud of it.
No, the media says he was wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, where the hell, you know, excuse me, but where the hell do these idiots, where have they been?
Mm-hmm.
87% reduction in the value of the dollar in this 18
years. They're a bunch of straight-up sellouts, too, so. Yeah, of course.
You should have been strung up. And now we can go into George Bush's term.
Well, thank God for Ron Paul. He's finally the only guy in recent decades that's mentioned this at all as an issue to be concerned about.
Exactly.
And it is finally getting attention.
Yes, it is.
I mean, after almost 100 years, America's finally realized, well, son of a gun, that thing isn't federal. It's a private banking. It's unbelievable.
Well,
all this time, this has been totally unknown to the general public.
Yes, it has. You're absolutely right. When you think of what's happened in the 7 years since George Bush took office, you must come to a realization of a situation that is absolutely diabolical. When he came, shortly after he came to office, the euro was introduced at 84 cents. Today, the euro is at almost $1.50. It's fluctuating between $1.48.7 and $1.49.2, you know? So we're talking about the value of the euro almost doubling versus the value of the dollar. When we make a comparison, and this is the only way we can really understand what's happening to the dollar and to our value system. If we make a comparison, we take the English pound, the euro, the Swiss franc, gold, silver, and platinum, and we compare the price of those issues 7 years ago to today, we see a 21.7% variance in the value of the dollar. In other words, the dollar has declined 21.7% since George Bush was elected.
Okay. And the media will have us believe the other way around, that they're just rising against the dollar.
No, what the media tells us is that the evil oil companies are making too much money charging us for gasoline, which isn't the issue at all. The issue is that since the dollar has gone down 21.7% in 7 years, obviously we have to pay more for the oil. Consequently, the price has risen.
Yeah.
You know? And the problem is I really believe the problem rests with education. Do you know, you can get out of high school. You can get out of high school without a serious science course, without a course in economics, without a course in civics, without even a course in world history, and you can graduate.
Oh, well, they stopped teaching, you know, foreign languages and, you know, like the classics, Greek and, you know, for a reason, because that does help the mind to develop cognitive reasoning abilities. You know, the same part of the brain that you use for cognitive reasoning is what you use in learning languages and in math skills as well.
Sure.
So by dumbing that down and almost completely removing it, it doesn't stimulate that part of the brain. So, and then, of course, they get them on Ritalin, and that completes the picture.
We are now an empire. You know, there is no question about this. Do you know we have military bases in 737 different places, military bases. 737. Yeah. That's more than Rome had.
And 28 or 38 countries? I lost track now.
Yeah, 127 countries.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, do you know, it took Rome 200 years to collapse. It's taken George Bush 7 years to put America in the same situation that it took the Romans 200 years to accomplish. We're at the verge of collapse, and it's taken him just 7 years.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and you know,
I mean, we've been in trouble for a while, but I'm sure you know this. We've accrued more debt under this scoundrel than all previous presidents combined.
Oh, no question about it. Absolutely. Yeah. You know, they just upped. I have to laugh at this. They just upped the national debt to $9.4 trillion. Actually, the real national debt stands at over $54 trillion. And the reason is that the government uses accounting procedures that any executive in any business in this country would immediately go to jail for if they used that kind of accounting.
Yeah. And yet here's Congress, tells you what a bunch of sellout pieces of trash they are. Here they are, continuing to give them more and more power, not saying anything about Iraq, letting this continue on. Just carte blanche, giving him whatever he wants, handing it right over to him.
This is
no
this
talk
is,
of impeachment.
This is you know, I wrote a book before the last presidential election called Our Political Systems. And our political systems is an extremely interesting. Actually, I've written several books since then, but I think it's probably the best book I've ever written, because the book really, really goes into the way two-party governments work. And as examples for two-party governments, we have the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia. There's any number of countries. And in all of these countries, they started out as republics, gradually became democracies. And, you know, Pope Paul John said a very interesting thing. He said, a democracy without a moral anchor turns into a totalitarian state in short order. And I'm not a Roman Catholic, but he was absolutely right. He was
a very brilliant
man, and he hit it right on the head. And that's
Winston Churchill, along that same line, Winston Churchill said that there's no quicker way to destroy a nation's backbone than to dismantle its moral fabric. And
exactly. And look, what has the Supreme Court done for us? They've legitimized abortion on demand. They've legalized pornography. In fact, pornography has been made a protected right. They've done everything conceivable to destroy the moral fabric that held our society together.
Well, just look at the kid shows. You see stuff on kid shows you didn't see in adult shows just 20 years ago.
Well, you know, don't really even get me started on kids' shows, because there used to be a kid show called Planet something, Mr. Planet or something. I can't recall now. I did a long article on that, and it was scary.
And it's all by design, folks. They're deliberately dumbing us down, dumbing our kids down, destroying their morals, creating havoc. Unbelievable.
Yeah,
we'll pick up from there when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, guys. Welcome back to True Threats Radio. The host, Charlie Giuliani, joined today by Dr. Adrian Krieg. So, yeah, did you want to share what you had written on children's programming, or is that just going to get your dander up more?
You know, it was just, I had, there was this thing up, I recall now it was called Captain Planet.
Yeah, I think I recall that.
I am absolutely convinced that it was produced in the Kremlin. It was just diabolical. The evil, all the evil people who were involved in destroying the planet were white male American businessmen.
Mm.
All the good people, including Captain Planet, who was, by the way, dressed in red and blue, that's the flag of the Russian Republic, were people of color, and so on. The impetus of the show was that white males were basically evil creatures who were destroying the planet for self-profit. I got really, really angry about all this, and I started this movement, and the show actually went off the air. I really got, you know, into it. And I really put them off the air. I started a letter writing campaign to the network. I think it was ABC. And, you know, just really sticking it to them and pointing out that these, you know, how false all of these accusations and things were. And eventually, I guess they relented. Listen, Charles, I wanted to ask you, have you heard about what's happened to the Liberty Dollar in NorFed?
Oh, with the raid?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Because I just wrote a very long article, I think it's about eight typewritten pages long, about the thing, because I wound up doing is I wound up reviewing all the documents that were served on NorFed. And I have to tell you, they're really scary. Not only are they full of incredible mistakes by this FBI guy who was he seems to have been the protagonist in the whole thing. You know, he's the guy who brought the basic complaint, I guess, to a judge who then signed it. And almost the entire thing is either hearsay or stuff that he just made up. It's unbelievable.
Wait a minute now. I remember John Ashcroft saying that the FBI has a long and flawless history of upholding the American people's rights, so...
Yeah,
I can't imagine they would do that.
Especially their evidence recently that was just announced, where there are over 2,000 people incarcerated in various jails based on false evidence provided by the FBI.
Well, you got to get them in there somehow to keep the industry going. You know, those investors expect good returns.
I have to tell you, the affidavit that this guy signed is not only liable, it's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it in my life.
Yeah, let's pick up with that when we get back. That's another interesting story. Hold with us, folks. Be right back.
With recent internet